Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church coming to you here live on Blog Talk Radio. This is GMN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner of this network and show since 1999. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show, which is now GMN Gregory News Network, a Christian-based worldwide news network. Because I'm a Christian. Breaking news, I just heard about this on the internet today from a reliable source. A volcano off the coast of Oregon is erupting. And also in the last few months on the Pacific Ring of Fire, there have been about 10 volcanoes erupting around the Pacific Ring of Fire, which comprises the Pacific Ocean. And I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, I'm on YouTube at James Gregory. Also, I'm on Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. And on Twitter at Gregory of News, GregoryOfNews. And you can call in live right now to Blog Talk Radio. Had some technical problems in the beginning of the show, but now everything seems to be going okay. The live call-in number at Blog Talk Radio is area code 347-633-9660. That's area code 347-633-9660. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm eating some potato chips. I'm hungry. And if you ever want to contact me, you can send. You can call me on my cell phone after this broadcast, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Eating some potato chips, I'm hungry. I'm here at a McDonald's restaurant here on Normandy, here in the Jacksonville, Florida area. Today's Wednesday, May 6th, 2015. It's after a little after 3 p.m. now, Eastern time, which is a little bit after 12 noon Pacific time. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, let me say this as lovingly as I can. There are some people that tamper with my videos and audio and through editing without my permission have changed things around to make it sound like I'm saying something that I'm not. Anyone tampering with my video or audio for Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor, only by the grace of God, this is GMN, Gregory News Network. Anyone tampering with my video or audio, the curse of God be upon you. Now, you can repent, believing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you tamper with my video or audio, the curse of God be upon you. Okay? I want to tell you that as lovingly as I can. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, I'm a man of God. I take a stand for God Almighty. Today's the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Because you're not guaranteed tomorrow. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm going to read out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 1. Stand by. The proverb from Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtly to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb in the interpretation, the words of the wise in their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, it says here in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates, and in the city she uttereth her word, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have said it not, all my counsel, and with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. Anybody who tampers with my video or audio, the curse of God be upon them. But I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Hoorah, Marine Corps. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. That was Proverbs chapter 1, the holy word of God. Read the Bible, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, God loves you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Stand by. Eating some potato chips. Keep the people in Nepal in prayer. There's over 7,000 people who have died in that huge earthquake. And so keep them in your prayers. At the beginning of this segment today, this live show here on Blog Talk Radio, I was having some technical problems, but everything seems to be okay. A special shout-out to my ex-wife, Christy. Christy, if you're listening to this broadcast, I still care about you. I still love you. And You know how to contact me if you need me for anything. And ladies and gentlemen, hey, you can catch it. I did a segment on YouTube today for my network, TMN Gregory News Network. You can check it out anytime. Just go to YouTube under my name, James Gregory. Check it out. If you ever want to make a contribution for this Christ-centered ministry, much appreciated. I've had many contributors since I've been on here, since 1999, thousands of, you know, it's over 1,000 contributions, that people have made. I haven't really kept track. But anyway, 90 seconds to go on this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/Wickman70. Coming to you here live here in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm going to Trinity Baptist Church tonight, Lord willing. Also pray for the family of that slain police officer in New York City. He was only 25 years old, and he was murdered, you know. Okay, less than 60 seconds to go of this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. And ladies and gentlemen, keep me in your prayer. The more that I preach the Word of God, the more Satan and his people are on the attack against me big time. But of course, if God be for me, and I know he is, who can be against me? And going to be wrapping up. You have a great day. May God richly bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. We're in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the end days. And I truly believe that. Whoever, you know, don't take the mark of the beast. If you're a true Christian, you will never take the mark of the beast either on the right wrist or forehead. And those who take the mark of the beast are condemning themselves to the lake of fire. Okay, my name is James William Gregory, Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network. Have a great day.